Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh. In this audio, we will discuss John Stuart Mill. Now, John Stuart Mill is primarily famous for his ideas on utilitarianism, and he was also a philosopher. He also wrote many things in the field of economy. So he was an economist as well, and of course, an advocate of women's rights. And in this audio, we will take up John Stuart Mill from the perspective of feminism. Now, the dates of John Stuart Mill or J.S. Mill are from 1806 to 1873. Okay, 1806 to 1873. Now, from the perspective of women's rights or feminism, his most famous work is called The Subjection of Women. Okay, the essay called The Subjection of Women, and it was published in 1869. So, broadly, what Mill talks about is the role of women in marriage and how it must be changed. And Mill comments on three major facets of women's lives that he felt were hindering their progress. First was society and gender construction, how gender is constructed in a way that hinders women's progress. After that, the importance of education for women, because in the Victorian period or Victorian times in England, education literacy was not considered to be important for women. And third thing which he talks about is the issue of marriage. And this essay called The Subjection of Women is considered to be one of the earliest examples of a feminist work. And this essay which J.S. Mill wrote, he wrote it jointly with his wife Harriet Taylor Mill. And Harriet Taylor Mill was also an advocate of women's rights. And she has also written a very famous essay called The Enfranchisement of Women. Okay, The Enfranchisement of Women. That was published in 1851. So even before The Subjection of Women, she had published her essay. And in the essay, J.S. Mill argues for equality between both men and women. And he writes that the legal subordination of one sex to the other is wrong in itself, and now one of the chief hindrances to human improvement. And at that time, when Mill wrote this essay, The Subjection of Women, women did not have the right to vote, and a married woman was not a separate legal entity from her husband, and any property or money that she owned came under the supervision of her husband. And a common justification for women's inferior legal status was that they were morally superior to men, and therefore better restricted to the home, where they would be protected from the polluting influence of public life and could shape the morals of the future generation. But Mill argues that this is illogical. This kind of reasoning is illogical, because there is no other situation in life in which it is considered quite natural and suitable that the better should obey the worse. This is what J.S. Mill argues in response. And another issue which Mill addresses is that, you know, at that time, during the Victorian times, it was widely believed that women were more emotional than rational and did not have the intellectual capabilities of men. And Mill argues that if women seem to be emotional or passive or apolitical, it is because they have been brought up that way or brought up to be so. And Mill insists that until society treats men and women equally, it will be impossible to know the natural abilities of women or whether there are inherent differences between the sexes. So these are the broad arguments in J.S. Mill's work called The Subjection of Women. And if you see the work of Mary Wollstonecraft, which was published almost 70 years earlier, right, A Vindication of the Rights of Women, some of the arguments even Mary Wollstonecraft makes, the arguments which J.S. Mill has made in his essay. And even J.S. Mill admits that he has learned many things and borrowed many of the ideas of his wife's essay, has borrowed many of the ideas from his wife, Harriet Taylor Mill. And as I said, that Harriet Taylor's essay called The Enfranchisement of Women was published much earlier in 1851, whereas The Subjection of Women by J.S. Mill was published in 1869. And J.S. Mill also says in many places that it was Harriet Taylor who taught him the practical consequences of women's legal subordination. Of course, with respect to the principle of equality, Mill was committed to that even before he met his wife. But there are many things which Harriet Taylor taught him, and this is something which J.S. Mill admits. So from an exam point of view, just know the broad arguments in The Subjection of Women. Also know a little bit about his wife, Harriet Taylor, and her work, The Enfranchisement of Women. So when you read about John Stuart Mill, With respect to feminism, these were the important points, but don't limit yourself only to this particular essay of J.S. Mill, because J.S. Mill has also written about political economy. Now, there is a famous essay called Principles of Political Economy. Then another important essay by him is On Liberty. Okay, On Liberty. Then another important essay is called Utilitarianism. Okay, Utilitarianism. But yes, from the point of view of feminism, the most important work of J.S. Mill is The Subjection of Women.